talking about the efforts that are being explored with regard to audio ports and the changes that the questions that are to be addressed as it relates to upgrading and being responsive, audio port being more responsive to requests of the affiliates. There was also, I also made a report talking about where we are on the board and the fact that we are requesting and the interim CFO is in the process of attempting to establish with Ursula and a freestanding budget for the affiliates program comparable to any other element or component of the foundation or the network. In addition to that, I queried them on their interest in if we were able to pursue Sirius XM channel, whether or not they would be interested, and if there was any interest in Al Jazeera English, and they were excited by both of them. A number of the affiliates indicated that they would be willing to increase their fees to accommodate both of those possibilities. So all in all, I think it was not only a good conference, excuse me, where we were able to make contacts and give Pacifica visibility, excuse me, it was also an opportunity for us to find out more about what affiliates, for lack of a better term, our customers are expecting and wanting from us. There was, of course, interest in what was going on or is going on with regard to WBAI, and again, I want to thank Grace for having gotten a statement out to put a halt on the gossip and rumor mongering that was beginning to emerge and that to accompany every transaction in this foundation. So again, thank you, Grace.
Sherry on the stack, I have a question.
Thank
you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Ifia. I'm glad that the NFCB conference was a good one and successful for our affiliate network and for our affiliate program. Okay, Jamie, what is the time we have left on this agenda item?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I got this message on my phone saying it had been muted by somebody. But anyway, you have two more minutes.
Okay, Sherry?
Yeah, I want to just express my extreme concern about the trip that was announced by you, the contingent of which will include you, the interim CFO, and some other people, all of whom, from what I Googled and know about them, have no experience whatsoever in managing a radio network or in the media, or not seem qualified to me in any way to deal with the crisis and problems that are confronting WBAI, and I can only say that several people in the Bay Area have expressed concern that the trip looks like a junket, and I don't know how this was approved, what cost the trip will take on the toll and the very strapped budget of Pacifica, and those are my comments.
Thank you, Sherry. Any other comments?
Very welcome.
Grace, I was on stack next is Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I have a couple of questions. I know that we are referring to the election committee for their input, but I do have a couple of questions on your election policy. One is
Bonnie, I think because that's been referred to the election committee, the best thing to do would be to take up those concerns with that committee.
I'm concerned about the disciplinary clauses that are in here that appear to give the LEF and NEF the power to discipline or to bonus management?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I'm concerned that that doesn't really belong
Bonnie,
in the...
Okay, Bonnie, this really should be taken up in committee and at the in-person meeting. There's plenty of time for discussion of the motion, of the policy. Is there, I believe our 2 minutes are up for this agenda item.
Correct.
And so we will move on to the next thing on the agenda, which is the interim CFO report.
Okay. This
LaVarne, are you there?
Yes, let me just pull it off the phone here. Hello. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
We hear you.
Williams? Excuse me. My name's LaVarne Williams. I'm the interim chief financial officer for the foundation. And I would like just to read a brief report. The Pacifica Foundation audit for 2008 and the tax returns are to be concluded, are signed off in Berkeley or the following week. As reported earlier, we are emerging from an almost unending reconciliation of expense groupings that were in the final audit report that were produced by the audit firm PMB. And also the foundation financial records. And the audit firm is now ready to sign the documents after making an executive decision to consider the cost, benefit, and time of continuing to look at this slight, this difference of $20, which involved two rounding amounts, the difference from a prior year audit. So that's been chasing, and it's taken a lot of time. And the finance department also with the audit. And expressed to the lead auditor, in fact, he has expressed to me in terms of the amount of workload, the amount of time, and the cost of the foundation. So we're talking about that. So, and we're now looking forward to closing the books on the 10th workday for the month of March. So, again, we've really moved up the close. We have also, because of our tremendous amount of time spent on this, trying to reconcile $20, we have our reporting we still have to do, and we'll get that out as soon as possible, the reporting by each station. But the results for February, I had sent that in the last, the preliminary results, I sent that in the last meeting. But for this, for February year to date, again, would like to congratulate all the units on their performance for the period. The revenue for the foundation was $6.5 million, or about $300,000 worse than budget. The net income for the period was $145,700, almost a half a million dollars worse than budget. And all units and stations produced positive net income with the exception of KPFA, which is about at break-even, and WBAI with a net loss of $339,600. And this is also after we adjusted for the reduced central services that was in the plan that the station had presented. Again, this is $339,000 after we reduced the central services that we previously had on the P&L for that went into the national office. That was on the expense line. The unrestricted cash balance for the foundation at the end of February was $1.8 million. Although WBAI, the fund drive, generated pledges of $542,000 and credit card pledges of $313,000, or 57.7% of listener support income for the month of February was $134,000.
Okay, is somebody in on a train or something? Also, I've been hearing typing. We need to mute the phone if there's typing going on. LaVarne, can you continue? Can you actually repeat that last bit?
Yeah, the listener support income reported for the month of February was $134,000. and the results for WBAI continued to worsen by month, with unrestricted cash on March 27th, after the payroll, totaled $42,000. In addition, the account analysis of rent for WBAI produced through our report, which shows that rental due of $77,671.04 and tower rental and $128,072.37 in office rental with no office rent paid for 2009. The total due in office and tower rent was $205,743.41. And it takes a lot for me to give cents because I usually don't do that, but this is significant enough for you to know that. And the current financial management of the station warrants a stricter monitoring and control by the Pacific National Board. And that is my report for this meeting.
All right. Thank you, LaVarne. Jamie, do we have any time for questions?
Yes, you have 5 minutes. I have a question.
Okay. You're first, Jamie. Okay.
LaVarne, a quick question. Have you heard any reports of rent payments since April 1st by BAI?
No. I spoke with Tony. In fact, I talked with Tony on Friday. And the rent that was paid, you know, we had been asking to do an account analysis, and finally it was, like, urgent enough for... You probably got copies of the invoices. We're working with Trace. I actually contacted the Silverstein, and I also contacted Empire State for an invoice. And I might want to add that when I spoke with Silverstein, their first question is, when will we get a check? So after the account analysis and also after I spoke to the person there, the rent that was paid in the month of March, on the 26th of March, was actually December's rent plus utilities going back to the month of August. So, yeah.
LaVarne, can you repeat that last sentence because you broke up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should not be on the speakerphone. I'm sorry about that.
There's some kind of static. It's very hard to hear you.
Yeah, I hear the static too, but it's not my phone, I don't believe. Let me just make sure everything else is turned off here. Okay, but the point I made was that I spoke with Silverstein Properties, and I also had requested a copy of the current statement. And in the statement, it showed that rent was paid on March the 26th of this year. But that rent was actually December's rent that was due, plus some of the utilities going back to the month of August. So again, the point is that there has been no rent paid for 2009, and rent is again due on the first of the month. So the total amount due in rent is $128,000, plus the tower rental, which is critical, of $77,671.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Okay, George, you're next.
Yeah, LaVarne, will it be possible to get by the time of the in-person meeting actuals up to, I guess the beginning of April, and projections for the rest of the year based on what we now know about the fund drives and their performance?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the first of that? I couldn't hear the beginning.
Will it be possible to get projections for the rest of the fiscal year based on actuals up to as far as you can, hold them, and projections based on what we know about the fund?
Absolutely. And when I am there next week, we will be sitting down. Like I said, I talked at length with Tony Riddle on Friday evening. And we plan to do exactly that, working with his staff and working with the staff here in Berkeley. We will absolutely have an income or cash flow projection before I leave next week.
Uh, I meant not just for BAI, but for the whole, for all of the stations.
Okay, well, the other stations, I'd like to report that I am getting the cash flows in. I'm not getting it for every station because, again, there are certain events that are going on are in terms of learning curves in some of the stations. So I can send out my cash flow. I can actually get that out also, what I have. On that the stations actually give me the stations that give it me plus the national office. I have that for like the end of for the first of April 1st or March the 31st. So I do have that information with, and the one station where we, again, there's like a learning curve there. I can do a projection on that without any issue.
Thank you.
This is Nia Grace.
Thank you, LaVarne.
Let's see, Grace. This is Jamie.
Yes,
you're Jamie. You're at time actually.
Okay, thank you very much, LaVarne. We're going to go to the next agenda item.
Thank you.
And that is options regarding WBAI. And I would like to make a statement here, and that is that I had sent a request.
Someone's talking behind you, Madam Chair. It's hard to hear you.
Okay, there's nobody in my house talking at all. So
I someone on the phone.
Yeah, I understand, but can you all please mute? There is some static. Can I request that anybody who's that's better now. Okay, I'd like to say that there were a bunch of options regarding a discussion in an email I received from John Kriegler over a month ago. And I asked him if these could be discussed in open session. And he strongly suggested that they not be. And I sent that entire analysis on his part, including the list of options, to the board in a confidential email. So, and I have also spoken with Ricardo DeAnda about that. Both of our lawyers, John Kriegler, who has been in on a contingency with Pacifica for 18 years, and also Ricardo DeAnda, both feel that a discussion on the part of the board of options regarding WBAI would most likely be best taken up in closed session. So I'd like to alert you to that fact. It's on the agenda, but that is the legal opinion of two lawyers in our employ or engaged by Pacifica. Nia, how would you like to start a discussion about this?
Okay, well, I just wanted to, did you just take part of the 20 minutes, or what are we doing here?
At the pleasure of the body, you can just subtract that 1 minute from, you can have, we can just take that out of some other section of the agenda. You can have your entire 20 minutes.
Okay. First of all, most importantly, what I was going to discuss was the changing of the locks that a listener called me 7 o'clock, but I'm in such a time warp here, to ask me what happened. And I had no idea, you know, what was going on. But to address that, as a member, as a listener member, I asked Tony Riddle what happened. And I would like to be able to ask Tony to come on the call and explain what happened. He is the best person to do that. I asked him, Grace, so may want to call him, or I can call him and have him come on?
Okay, that's up to the body. You can make a motion, and if it's seconded and it's approved, that's up to the body.
I second that motion.
All right. In the interest of time, so that the 20 minutes is used up discussing this, can we just, are there any objections to that? Does anyone have an objection?
Yeah, Carolyn, I do.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what happened. Is the purpose of bringing Tony on the call to clarify an issue that Nia has that she doesn't understand what happened? I'm not sure why everyone was clear on what happened.
Grace, can I answer her?
All right.
Okay.
Let's.
Did you ask me a question? Did I answer? Okay. I think all of us as directors, I think we need to get into the habit of asking people, hearing things straight from the horse's mouth. Because rather than being accused of rumor and innuendo, I think we need to hear it from him. And that's why I suggest that I can conference him in if I can get him. Or preferably, I have something that he wrote to me that I would read and ask to be recorded in the minutes. But I think that he is the person that should be speaking to this.
Okay.
And I really don't want to use up the whole 20 minutes doing motions and voting. I don't think that's fair. You and LaVon spoke. Everybody spoke. I didn't interrupt. And I think this is just wasting time.
Could I ask a point of information, please?
Yes. Is that Ifia?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand what it is that Nia is want. What when she says that he would come on and say what happened. What happened with regard to what?
I'd like to
be on the stack.
To Grace's direction, to have the transmitter locks change without him knowing. I mean, that thing that has been flying all around. So if everybody who's paying attention knows that, you know, that's what I want to talk about. And also, you know, just to correct the record, Grace, when you talk about whatever you said that Kriegler said, that was not why I mentioned. If you recall, you know, just to get that straight, I said your idea of quote-unquote putting the station into internal receivership because that was the conversation you had with me. That was what you told me. So I wasn't talking about any Kriegler letter.
Okay, well,
I don't want to be distracted by that.
Okay,
I would like to get Tony on the call.
Thank you, Nia. I don't want to go into the details about that. I understand your motion. Since there's been objection to it, it's a motion on the floor. Why don't we go to a roll call vote on it? And that is to allow Tony Riddle to come to be called and to explain to this body his.
I can conference him in, Grace. I don't want to give him the number.
I understand that. Okay, you can conference him in. Now, can we please, Richard? Can we go to a roll call vote on this?
Okay, Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. AC Bird.
Jim Brown, vote yes.
Okay. AC Bird.
Yes.
AC Bird. Thank you. Lissette King.
Yes.
David Beaton. Can't hear you, David.
Yes.
Bia Wingaza.
Abstain.
Sherry Gintelman?
Yes.
Annie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrew Turner? Joseph Wanzala?
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien?
Abstain.
Can't hear you, Sean.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford?
Yes, very much so.
Go Ross?
Abstain. I'm sorry, can I pass, please?
Okay. George Ryder?
Yes.
Did you say abstain?
I said yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline?
I vote yes.
Wendy Trell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Pass.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Can't hear you, Jamie.
Abstain.
You abstain, okay. And then back to Rico Ross.
I abstain.
Susan Young.
Abstain.
Well, 4 and 7 abstain.
Point of information.
Okay, Wendy.
How much time was allotted to this item?
20 minutes.
Okay.
So far, 6 minutes or 7 minutes have been used up.
Okay. So, Nia, since that motion passed, you can call Tony and patch him into this call.
Point of information, George.
Pardon me?
Point of information.
Yes, George.
I was unclear in your explanation about the reasons for changing the locks. It had something to do with protecting us from PPB violations. Grace, would you make it a little clearer what the purpose of that was?
Making sure that the foundation had access to the transmitter?
Yes.
Okay, it was in the statement.
I didn't understand it. It said something about protecting us from CPB violations, but what CPB violations and what was the need to do that?
I don't think it said CPB. I think it said FCC violations.
All right.
So if, for instance, there's some sort of there's some programming at any station that is putting our foundation into legal jeopardy or into jeopardy of losing our licenses, it is the responsibility of the Pacifica National Board to ensure ultimate control of anything that's broadcast over any station. And I believe that was in the statement or in the questions that the responses to the questions from
Terry on the deck.
There wasn't anything particular going on at BAI. It was just that we have to have that option in case something like that happens. Is that correct?
Point of order.
Correct. And it also applied to some recent developments at KPFK. So this is something that's going to be done at all five stations so that the foundation can exert control if needed to protect ourselves in the eyes at least of the FCC. But anyway, it's stated clearly in the statement, I believe. All right, Nia?
Yes, hold on. I'm trying to do this here, but you know my phone. If it doesn't work, then it goes. Hold on.
Nia,
okay.
Would you like
yes.
a motion that we move on to the governance committee meeting for 50?
No. Just hold on. Who
okay.
was that?
Sherry,
was that?
Did you want to be on the stack or something? Was there anyone else that wished to talk about this?
Yeah. Am I on?
Hold on. Sherry, just hold on. Let me just check to see if I have it now. Oh, somebody just got... wait a second. Let me just... Tony?
Hello?
Are you there? Tony?
I'm here.
It's hard to hear him now that he's...
Here, he's there.
Okay. Okay, Tony. I mentioned to the directors, I don't know if you were listening on the stream, that I asked you what happened, you know, as a concerned listener member and getting tons of calls about the lockdown. So I figured I'd give an opportunity to speak because I like to hear it from the horse's mouth. And since you know, there are accusations of rumor, I would like for you to say exactly what happened. So I don't know how many minutes are left now, so if you could do it pretty quickly, concisely, and informatively.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate everybody giving me this opportunity. I'd like to mention that, you know, a trip is planned for the benefit of Pacifica, and we'd all like as positive experience as possible. I'd like to make a public statement that the help is accepted willingly, but I have to first express a level of discomfort based on the activities of last week, which I have laid out clearly on paper for everybody, which can be around. But I will summarize that our antenna engineer, a consultant, and was contacted by William Wills, another consultant we've used before, on behalf of John Almela, the Pacifica Technical Director. They asked Jake to meet with them the next day, April 2nd at noon, to change the locks on the antenna room of the Empire State Building. For the record, the Empire State Building is a broadcast facility with stringently high security in post 9/11 New York. Wells then asked Land, our engineer, our consultant, to make connectors for a piece of equipment he wanted to install in the transmitter room. This piece of equipment to be installed, I believe, was a switcher remaining from our Korean community rental of WBAI sideband. Installed in line, the equipment would allow remote switching of the incoming ISDN line. The on-air signal could be interrupted remotely by telephone and be switched to broadcast signal from anywhere in the world. Taken together with the changing of locks on the room, no one would be able to control the signal on WBAI's air except the person or persons with the code. Land then asked who would be given the keys to the room, and he was told that Almela and himself would have them. He asked if Grayson Challenger would have the keys. He's our engineer, and he was told that Grayson would not be given a key. In case of equipment failure or other emergency, Challenger would not have access to the transmitter. Glanz has worked with Challenger for decades and was disturbed by this arrangement. He was not sure of its legality or origin. So he called Challenger around 6 p.m. on April 1st. He was alarmed and called me on about 9 p.m. on April 1st to ask what was going on, and I knew nothing. I ascertained from Almela that this was a direct order from Great Aaron. Taken all together, I would like to put this in a bigger picture, because basically we had not only this, but the question of a trip being planned for a visit to help WBAI, the problem being that all of these events were a long time in the making, and at no time was I contacted, not for about the trip and not about the changing of the lock. So what I would like to ask is that we have a clear public record of this having happened, and that if we're going to achieve a spirit of cooperation, it can only be done if these things are discussed openly as they did take place. I don't believe that it was impossible to notify me. I'm wanting to trust that this trip is made in good faith, but I would need some help from the board this evening in order to satisfy the fears not only of myself, but those of the community who have seen all of this going on. We think it's realistic to say that certain conditions must be met in order that we all, national and local, resume a posture of cooperation. It is all the more true with regard to our representations to the community. I've avoided public statements thus far because I do not want to cause any more excitement than necessary prior to the planned visit. At the same time, I cannot strain my credibility or that of WBAI by ignoring what has happened. To resolve this dilemma, the PMB should affirm in public meeting that the current visit by the IED-led task force be strictly limited to the stated intent of providing assistance to WBAI. This is of great importance, not just to WBAI, but to all the stations. Do not allow a precedent now which will affect you later. Instead, set precedents now which will protect your own program content and operation from leadership less benign than that which we currently have. We are lucky to be able to work this out now as a group. We should resolve this now prior to the visit to give it the best chance for success. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tony. As chair and interim EG, I'd like to state that this trip has no other intention and never had any other plan or intention other than to help WBAI by offering the assistance from the national office and the help from other stations. That's the only intention. We have not had the intention of shutting down your air or putting programming on your air from remote locations or anything of that nature. That was never part of this plan. The plan was only to work as a kind of a Pacifica family to make efforts together to rebuild or repair or whatever you want to call it, to give WBAI a boost so that it can get back on its feet and be stronger and more vital and important to your community than it ever has been. Sole and only intent. And LaVarne Williams can verify that. She's been a part of this. I believe she mentioned to you in the GM meetings that she would be coming to visit you and probably with me, and we would sit down and all talk, and that was going to happen soon. So it's not as though there was no notice given. LaVarne, can you verify that?
Rico to the stack, please.
This is LaVarne. Yeah, I'm sorry. Stack. Got the speaker. Yeah, this is LaVarne.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, in fact, Tony and I talked at the very beginning when we came in, which was like 2 months ago, that we would need to come out and visit with him, and it was just a matter of timing. At that time, I had no reports. There were no reports. So now that we've gone through the two closes, you know, we've gone through the analysis on the rent. We see that the rent has not been paid in 2009, that you're actually 4 months in arrears, not the 2 months that we were told that you were, Tony. And the tower rental was critical. You know, we're behind $77,000. But we talked about this, and Tony acknowledged that we needed to come out at the time, and I wanted to, but it just was not practical and the best thing for us to do until I can't just, like, put my hand on the Bible and know everything that was going on at Pacifica the way some people, I think, thought I could. But now that we have the data, we've done the closes, we see the results, we know what's happening with cash. Now this is a critical time to come out. In fact, the rent issue, Tony, and you all know it, Nia, I'm sure you feel this too, is critical. It's critical at this time.
Chair.
Grace, a point of information.
Okay.
Grace,
go ahead.
This is me, a point of information.
Yeah,
I would just like to ask you that. I mean, the main question is here: why wasn't Tony notified that you directed John L. Miller to do this? I am still confused because I'm hearing about the finances that has nothing to do with changing of the locks on the transmitter. Why wasn't Tony notified?
Of information, is that a point of information?
No, it's not. Okay, actually, that's a question, and thank you for the question. I responded to Tony's questions in an email that was sent to the entire board and to Tony, and that's my response. I think I fully explained our intentions with the trip. They're good, and I would hope that everybody on the board and at WBAI would cooperate and allow us to add our assistance to your own efforts to improve your survival at WBAI. There is no malintent. There wasn't any secret plan or anything of that nature. And I am stating that, and so is LaVarne. If you want to ask John L. Mella, you can ask him. He can also verify that.
Stack.
But anyway, let's just go to the stack.
Grace, this is Jamie. Grace, this is Jamie. You're at time.
Please.
I'm making a motion to extend.
We're at time for this item.
Motion to extend.
I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Very good.
I object.
I'd like to object
to the motion to extend.
Madam Chair, I think this is totally irresponsible to be right in the middle of something like this and we...
Oh, please.
AC, you're out of order.
On a point of order.
You're out of order. I'd like to say that it is now 9:45 Eastern Time. We have a time certain to end this meeting of 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So there is about 14 minutes left to this meeting, and we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes. It's been seconded. Why don't we just go for, is there any objection to extending time for this item for 10 minutes?
Yes.
This is George.
Then let's go for a vote then, because there's no time left on the agenda item. It takes a two-thirds vote to extend time.
Can I ask for a five-minute amendment, five-minute extension?
Would anyone second that? Rico's a substitute motion, basically.
Objection.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Rico made a substitute motion.
It hasn't been seconded, so you have to vote on the 10 minutes.
Okay. Let's take a roll call vote since there was no second on Rico's amendment or substitute motion. Richard,
yes, there was.
Please?
Yes, there was a second for Rico.
Okay, fine. Let's go for a vote for Rico's substitute motion. Richard?
For heaven's sake.
Madam Chair, if there are no objections, we don't have to vote.
There's objection.
We object.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go for a vote.
Been indulgent enough.
Richard? Richard, did we lose you?
Am I there now?
Okay, very good. Richard, we're going for a vote on Rico's substitute motion.
David Beaton. Oh. Theo Wangaza.
No.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Gloria Turner. Joe Wanzala. Joe Wanzala.
Sorry, no.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rawline.
No.
Wendy Shrill. Can't hear you, Wendy. Susan Young.
Yes.
Was that a no?
Yes.
Susan Young.
Susan said yes.
Yes.
You don't have Wendy yet.
Wendy Shrill. You're not Wendy Shrill. Wendy Shrill.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Nia. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nia Bidiaco.
You did say Nia, yes.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Amy Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Seth King.
No.
Yeah. Did anybody pass? Okay.
What did Wendy vote?
I didn't hear Wendy.
Okay. There is no vote for Wendy?
No. Wendy, you're there. I can't hear you. 9 yes. And 9 no.
Okay, the motion fails as it takes a two-thirds vote. Anyway, would fail anyway. Next thing is the main motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Point of order.
Yes, George.
You shouldn't actually have accepted Rico's motion because time was already up, and the only thing that could really be dealt with was the motion on the floor. It's dilatory at this point. Ask whether we're going to extend for 10 minutes if it wouldn't extend for 5 minutes.
That's right. Okay.
Maybe people, I don't think
all
it's dilatory.
Right.
Know that. You don't
okay.
know that.
Well, you know, George's point of order is well taken.
No.
And as chair, I am going to call this out of order, especially any further.
I challenge the chair's ruling.
Okay, that's fine. It takes a two-thirds vote to challenge the chair.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. Okay, it takes a majority vote. Very good. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm in error. We can take a roll call vote on that.
It needs to be seconded.
I'm seconding.
Okay. So let's take a vote to uphold the chair would be yes.
Madam Chair, I believe you have to explain your ruling.
Okay, my ruling is that... George, why don't you explain it? Because you have it more cogently than I have at this point.
The motion to extend time was all that could be done at time extended. Grace accepted Rico's substitute to do it for 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes. That's the only thing we could vote on. We actually shouldn't have voted on that. We should have voted on the 10-minute one, but we didn't. We voted on the time 5-minute one. I would say that at this point it's dilatory to go back and vote on the other one, since if people aren't going to extend for 5 minutes, they aren't going to extend for 10 minutes.
You know what?
Grace,
I'd like to
say,
just for the sake of ending this one way or another, we have so little time left on this agenda.
Exactly.
Why don't we take a vote on Nia's motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Fine.
Dispose of it. Okay, so,
Grace,
Richard, please,
Grace,
please
I'm sorry.
Do a roll call of...
Excuse me, Grace, point of something. This is. I just want to say, we only have 7 minutes left. I mean... You guys have the majority. Why don't you just do this?
This is out of order. Please, Grace, call the person to order.
Okay.
So are you.
We're going to
You're out of
Richard,
order.
Please take a roll call vote to extend time for the duration of the rest of the meeting, which is all we can do. Let's go to a roll call vote.
Okay, for that vote, Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
No.
George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rolline.
No.
Wendy Shrill.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Kathy Davis, I didn't hear.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Lisette King.
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Sophia Wangaza.
No.
7 yes. 12 no. 12 no. 7 yes, 12 no.
I have 8 yes and 12 no. But anyway, it's moot. The motion fails. And we have approximately 6 minutes left on the agenda.
Actually, five.
Unfortunately,
3 minutes.
Can I move the governance committee motion so we can get some of them approved at least, hopefully?
Well, okay. Do you think that can be done? I think maybe we should decide whether we want to have a continuation meeting, since we have hardly even gotten into the agenda items tonight. Would we like to take this 6 minutes and move to continue this meeting on, say, tomorrow night or Tuesday night or whatever convenient night is available?
I move to continue.
Also move.
I move to continue to the next scheduled PMB meeting, the items left unattended to on this agenda, whatever that
second. Is.
Okay. Is there any discussion about that?
Yeah, this is George.
Yeah.
This is Nia also.
I would like to amend that to move to this coming Friday at 8:30 Eastern Time. Second.
Madam Chair,
okay.
It's a holiday.
Very
week.
Good.
I'm sure there are other members who are not going to be here.
Okay.
That may be the case, but that's my motion.
Okay, very good. That's a substitute motion. Let's take a vote on the substitute motion, unless there's any discussion. We have a very, very short window for discussion. Okay, hearing none, Richard, please take a roll call vote on the substitute motion to continue this meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time next Friday. A date?
10.
Okay, Richard, can you take a roll call vote on that, on George's
substitute
motion?
The vote. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. Rico Ross. Can't hear you, Rico.
Hello, yeah, I'm sorry. I say, yeah, no.
Wait, which is it?
He said no.
Was that a yes or a no?
It was a no.
I heard yeah, no.
Rico, okay. Repeat that?
Rico Ross.
Okay, let's come back to Rico. Let's assume let's put him down as a pass for now, since there's concern.
George Ryder. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Wendy Shrill.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Grace, just a point of information. When you say next Friday, you mean the next week Friday? Because Sunday starts the week, and there's a meeting there for next week Friday, which is the 17th.
I'm not
Grace.
What I mean is 5 days from now.
10th. April 10th?
April 10th.
Thank you. Exactly.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Nope.
AC Bird.
No.
Lisette King.
Pass.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman.
Nope.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wangaza.
Yes. I think that is a compliment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've changed your name. Was your vote yes? Okay, folks, let me get this done. Was your vote yes? Joe?
Yes, his vote was yes.
Okay.
How can you say what Joe's vote was and not what Rico's was?
Because I wasn't clear on what Rico's was, Barry.
Oh.
Rico. Can I get this election done? Can I get this vote done?
Yeah.
Rico Ross.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my vote is yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Lucette passed.
I'm sorry, Lucette.
Yeah, I had to
Lucette
check. I say yes.
Okay, so that's... Should be 13-6.
It's 8. It's 13-8.
6.
8.
6.
8.
No,
it's 6. It's 6.
Who are the 8?
We have a secretary, please. Now, could we move on?
Okay. Now, all right. I would thank you very much. We'll be moving into executive session. We'll take a 5-minute break, and I would entertain a motion to continue this meeting as voted on April 10th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
So we just did that.
Yes. Can we have a motion to at least adjourn this part of the meeting?
So moved. Jamie.
Okay. If there are no objection, is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that's the end of this section of the meeting.